Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fitzpatrick fires, oh, caught! Steve Johnson, touchdown Buffalo! What a play and what a move! 28 yards! Why so serious?
So serious?
Gus Johnson on the call as well.
Gus Johnson
and Steve
calls.
Tasker. Tasker was on the call.
Tasker's
that game.
On that too. Oh, man. The Gus Johnson calls, though, are...
They bring me back.
Some of his early 2000, like, NFL calls. I mean, Stokely down the side.
Yeah.
Iconic. Yep. So good.
Gus Johnson, any call. Iconic.
Here's my only issue. Maserati Marv. We needed to be better there.
Yeah.
We needed to be better. That didn't need to happen.
No.
That needed to be better.
But see, it was okay.
It's okay. It's okay. It's not special.
No, that's fair. All right.
Marvin Harrison Jr. in college kind of deserved to be special.
Yeah.
that man, he is at Ohio State, he was truly unbelievable. Let's get connected to our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We got some fun tweets on the Bills drought Mount Rushmore. We'll get to those here in a second, but let's go to the phones. We've got Walter on the line. Walter, how are we doing today?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just wanted to call in, and I was at the game Sunday, and just the that run. I mean, I've been to about, you know, easy 100 mm-hmm. games, and what an iconic moment. And in many ways, regardless how the season goes, I mean, this year will be remembered for that. Josh Allen might be remembered for that, regardless of whether we win a Super Bowl. But I think we've turned the corner, because you know what, 3-4 years ago, McDermott would have never have gone for that play. He would have gone with the field goal. So that may bode well. Love your show, guys. All the best, and looking forward to the stretch drive.
Thanks for the call, Walter. I can't totally agree on the McDermott thing. We had a call yesterday on Show Me the Bulldog that mentioned in the 13-seconds game, the Bills' first drive, McDermott went for it twice on fourth down as they scored. He is a guy that goes for it on fourth down. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to his appearance with Show on the Bulldog earlier this week. I mean, he broke down what they do for fourth down calls, how they get to ultimately their destination, if they're going to go for it or not. It's
such a great breakdown.
I loved it. It's like a 2.5-minute answer. Mm. He breaks down, like, in the week leading up to the game and then in the game. It's so, so good. Josh Allen's absolutely going to be remembered for that play. I mean, if he wins the MVP, that will be the play that is shown. I think Mike Greenberg on ESPN nailed that this week, that's going to be the play that is shown in a few months when he wins the MVP. I hope, though, the game outside of the people that went there isn't like this super memorable one. Honestly.
I hope that's not the only thing he's remembered for. Or like, that's his big play. I want to be like thinking him throwing a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
The only reason it will be memorable is if the Bills go on to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. Like, if you think back and look
back.
It'll
be like it started there.
Right, you look back at the season, they had their number in the regular season, then they finally did it in the playoffs.
I mean,
even if they don't win the Super Bowl, if they just beat the Chiefs in the playoffs, that will make this past game memorable.
It's going to be remembered. I mean, because it was a very good game. I just hope that that's not like I hope it's not the pinnacle of the season, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's my biggest issue is I don't want that to be the pinnacle of the season.
But it also depends how the season ends. If the season ends with a playoff loss, this past game might be the pinnacle of the season. Just because of the fact that, hey, you can hang your hat on another Bills win in the regular season over the Chiefs, but you didn't have anything to show for it in the playoffs again, regardless of who you lose to.
Yep.
And again, if they win over the Chiefs and make it to the Super Bowl or just win over the Chiefs and go to the AFC Championship game, this game will be remembered because it's that it started back there and you had their number in the regular season and you made it work in the postseason for once.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way it gets really remembered.
Yep. On to, though, our little fun conversation today. Bills drought Mount Rushmore.
This is
Bills
fantastic.
Are on the bye week. It's the 14th year anniversary of Stevie Johnson. I mean, you heard the call there. Stevie Johnson, why so serious play? He's one of my favorite Bills of all time.
He's on my Mount Rushmore. Mine is...
He's not on my Mount Rushmore. He is my favorite Bill of all time.
Mm-hmm.
He's or kind of that era, I guess, but he's not on the Mount Rushmore.
Mine is Kyle Williams, Eric Wood, Stevie Johnson, and Fred Jackson. I wanted to give it to Fitz, but just like we talked about, the fact that he bounced around so much, it's tough to look at it that way.
Yep.
My favorite response so far, though, is just a lot of people are throwing in the same names and everything like that, but when you guys flesh it out and make it into more of like what it would actually look like, it's great. So Sean tweets in, Kyle Williams, Eric Wood, Stevie Johnson, and Fred Jackson. Monuments of Mormon Molds and Antoine Winfield around the grounds. Like that's so good. Like I'm picturing like in the middle of downtown Buffalo, there's this giant monument to Williams, Wood, Stevie, and Fred Jackson. And then also in the same park, there's little tiny plaques for like Eric Molds, Brian Mormon, and Anton Winfield, and then probably some other people as well. Like it's just, I don't know, it's just making me laugh. It's funny. But there's a lot of great responses in here. Some off-the-wall ones, too. I mean, a lot of Fitz.
Eric Molds
is kind of coming in there, too, which is nice. That was my first Bills jersey, an Eric Molds jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
London Fletcher.
Yep.
That's a good one. Saw that pop up. Lee Evans.
I mean, the Lee Evans, J.P. Lossman deep ball to Lee Evans, one of the prettier sights in football.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a bad quarterback, that man could throw a beautiful deep ball.
Right. Nate Clements.
Yeah.
Jairus Byrd.
Is Lee Evans forgotten because, like, Stevie Johnson was more, like, of a well-known, and I feel like...
He was more of a personality.
Yeah.
Lee Evans wasn't as much of a personality, but...
I think it helped, though, that I think Stevie was just the overall better receiver.
Yeah, but there were times, though, where Lee Evans was right there with him in terms of the greatness and everything. But, if that team had a quarterback.
Oh, they had two of the best receivers, arguably in football.
Yeah, it just didn't have a quarterback.
Because you had the deep threat in Lee Evans. He was a burner.
Are there any teams like that right now where you have these two great receivers and you're just subpar quarterback play? I mean, before Amari Cooper got traded, you could maybe say it about the Browns.
Him, you know, Cedric Tillman's really come on.
Yeah, Jerry Jeudy as well. Figure something out.
The Broncos for years.
Broncos, yeah.
Because it was Cortland Sutton, it was Jerry Jeudy, it was a few guys.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Because there's not really a team that's set up like that right now, I don't think.
Carolina was for a little while because you kind of knew DJ Moore was a guy.
Yep.
But it was sort of just him. Robbie Anderson's fine, but not anything special.
Is it Robbie now, or is it Chosen, or which one's he on?
Not sure. He was going by Robbie Anderson at the time, though. Him and DJ Moore were together.
Right, back there, yeah. Okay.
Not sure. Yeah, I don't know really. Like,
I'm just trying to think, because that Bills team was so historic, or the Bills era was so historic in the worst way possible, but it's also... I wonder if we're kind of actually seeing it again with the Jets, because the Jets are approaching 17 years.
Love them.
They are so much. Rapidly approaching 17 years. That's, you know what? No, that's actually probably a good team to pick, because they have Garrett Wilson and they had Mike Williams and now they have Devontae Adams and they have a subpar quarterback.
Yeah. I also love the Aaron Schobel shouts.
Yeah, it's great. Also,
you think of Bills drought pass rushers, Mario always comes up first.
Mm-hmm.
Schobel, though, was also a guy averaging, having 12.5, 14.5, 13.5 sack seasons where you're just like, okay.
Yeah. Terrence McGee should be getting more love.
Terrence McGee, yeah. I already got someone tweeting at me that I've snubbed him.
You know one that I haven't seen at all? Willis McGahee.
No, I mean, a very exciting draft pick coming out of Miami. Yeah. He has the terrible knee injury, but there was that feeling of like, oh, Willis McGahee's going to play for the Buffalo Bills. Like, that's really cool. He also gets lost in the shuffle of a lot of drought Bills running backs.
Yeah.
He also snubbed the city. Yeah. And like, you know, like on his way out, that's why I feel like not a lot of people.
That's true.
About
he wasn't. Because that's the thing is like a lot of these players, some of them are just very good, but most of them are fan favorites. Because that's that era of the Bills is when you just kind of fall in love with players because they give you great moments. Because you're not going to have a great season, but you have a great moment every once in a while. Like, why are you so serious with Stevie Johnson?
Yep.
And it's, I don't know, it's just fun to look back on this. You know, it's a great bi-week discussion, too, just to remember some drought Bills.
Truly terrible football teams with some bright spots in there.
Yeah,
you look back at this era, and it's why I've enjoyed obviously this one so much.
And thank God we have Josh Allen.
Yeah, yes. But I mean, even like the players around him. We were talking with Sal yesterday about this too. Of like, you look around at some of these players they developed. Like a guy like Christian Benford would have been a stud on these Bills drought teams that like we would constantly talk about. Look at Jarius Byrd. I mean, I think he had, what, 6 interceptions in one season. The same with guys like Aaron Williams. Also another Texas guy, Hookem. But now, like, they're just you know, considered good players on these Bills teams. Like, we don't run around and scream about them. Sometimes we do. Some of us do. But they're kind of they're a good team. And it does sometimes become just all about Josh Allen.
Jarius Byrd in 2009 had 9 interceptions.
He had 9. Oh, my God.
9 in one season.
I think it was maybe, like, he had 6 straight.
Oh, okay.
I think it was in 6
2012, straight games. 2012, he had 5. 2013, he had 4.
He was good.
He only never mind. I was gonna say he only had interceptions on the Bills, but he had 2 in New Orleans or 3 in New Orleans, and that's it.
Okay.
he had 25 interceptions in his career, and 22 of them were on the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
But he also played 4 other, like, he only played 5 years on the Bills, and he had 22 interceptions. That feels like a typo.
It does.
It's crazy.
I'm going through Aaron Schobel now here, man. We got to talk about him more. Just like how good he is. 78 sacks. I mean, through a 17-game average. He played in the 16-game era, but through a 17-game average, he's averaging 10. He's second all-time for the Bills in sacks, only behind, obviously, Bruce Smith, who leads the NFL all-time in sacks. Second-team All-Pro. He's really good. His problem, though, is like, it's like this like 3-year run here where it's like, oh, he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But he was really good most of his career. Just amazing for a short bit in terms of sack numbers, but really good his entire career. Tackles for loss, he's like in the double digits basically every year. His last year, by the way, is just impressive. Solo tackles, 34. Tackles for loss, 17. QB hits, 17. 10 sacks. And that's his last year at Buffalo. He also only played in 5 games in 2008, his second last year. So, I mean, his stats should probably be even higher. Yeah, he's great.
This is a funny tweet from Steve. The drought lasted so long, it's hard to pick 4 players. That's very true.
So good.
Because there's a lot of guys you could pick for this. Also, another tweet from Joe. He added in there LeSean McCoy. I don't know how I feel about that. Because McCoy was only here for 4 years, and two of them were technically playoff years. 2018 was not a playoff year. What am I saying?
Yeah, just 2017.
But still, 1 year, but one of his 4 years was a playoff year.
Yeah, and then, I
can't.
McCoy, I can't. I think also I there's just their running backs I have more fond memories of.
Yeah.
I love McCoy because he was great for Josh Allen's early career, them having him there already. And he was sort of for a little while there kind of the only offense the Bills could muster with Tyrod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
I think one of my lasting memories from like when I was younger was just kind of the hype around C.J. Spiller, but then just...
Oh, yeah.
It just kind of like, not trailed off, but it just never really amounted to what it was hyped up
to. Because it was the 1 year where he's averaging like 6 yards a carry. I want to get that year up here real quick. But it was that, and then you have the, you know, him and Fred Jackson are taking turns.
Yeah, it was 2012.
Mm-hmm.
He had 1,200 yards, 6 yards per carry, 6 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. And then even receiving 459 yards.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next year, similar amount of carries, similar games.
Only 4.6 yards per carry.
Yeah, it drops down immediately. Yeah. And then never picks up again.
Nope.
And to be fair, too, that was his third year, so it was you were waiting constantly. This guy out of Clemson, how good is he going to be? It's also, you know, of course they took another running back when they took Spiller.
Yeah,
it just never materialized past that season. Because then that 2013 is his second highest total, just over 900, and then it drifts away, and then he kind of lingers around the NFL for a few years, ultimately retiring, or at least his last year in the NFL is 2017 with Kansas City.
This is yet another fond memory look back of look how far we've come.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is just like, this is fun and all, but it's just great to be like, you know what? This is great.
Eventually, we'll do this with the Sabres.
One can hope.
Yep. 803-0550, the number to call. Coming up at 12 o'clock, Paul Hamilton and Brayton Wilson will have you covered for Sabres Live today. There's no Sabres Live or One Bills Live. And then from 1 to 3, myself and Derek Kramer will have you the rest of the mid-morning into the afternoon. Shelton Bulldog then from 3 to 7. Zach Jones and Josh Mitt here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.